Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we go taking you into a Wednesday, getting about 30 days or 37 days away, actually, from the start of high school football season here in and around the West Georgia area. August 23rd, sitting in the in your face here very, very soon with Bowden headed down to Hayhira to play Valwood that night. Villarica hosting Campbell of Cobb County. Heard County at home against LaGrange. Mount Zion at Lamar County. Central hosting South Atlanta. And Harrelson County heading to Calhoun to play Gordon Central. Bremen will open the next night in Statesboro against Raven County. So get it all started that weekend. Carrollton and Temple will, of course, not be playing anybody that weekend. They don't. It's a 12-week deal, so Temple and Carrollton get their brand-new season started the week after that. High school softball will have games that count in early August, even though August 29th, the first day of official practice, or July 29th, the month of July, there are games going on every day with the majority of our local teams getting themselves ready for the brand new high school softball season. At West Georgia, still a couple of weeks away from reporting, a couple of days away from the Wolves Golf Classic at Oak Mountain Championship Golf Club. That's the event coming up. I'll be emceeing the awards presentation of that will go on. The luncheon after the golf tournament there on Friday. Look forward to that duty once again and meeting a lot of Wolves fans and getting ready for the upcoming 2019-2020 athletic year at the University of West Georgia. Things didn't go well for the Braves last night. They got rented, beat like a rented beer up in Milwaukee. If you lose a game, you lose a game. Doesn't matter if it's 13-1, 33-1, or 3-1. Atlanta got pounded by the Brew Crew. It's afternoon baseball to end the road trip today and a chance to win a series. Max Fried, by the way, had to go on the injured list yesterday. They had to yank him out early the day before. He'll get to rest the arm. You get him right, he could be huge for a stretch run and maybe even on into the postseason for the Atlanta team. Philly cut into the lead last night, got a win on the Dodgers in their ball game, and Washington won their game, but Atlanta's still 6.5 on top. By this time, by early in the morning, they'll be on the golf course at the British Open playing in Northern Ireland this year. Not one of the traditional Scottish or British links courses, but it's going to have that British Open feel to it. Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy are the players most people are talking about in this. But anytime you play links golf and the wind becomes a factor and it could be rainy, you know the conditions could end up deciding everything over in Northern Ireland. And that's a look at sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.